Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Very almost 25 past four. Time to chat to Dr. Daniel Israel of Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates here at Bluebird in Johannesburg in our COVID slot. Daniel, great to have you with me once again.
Great to be back with you, Simon.
So as if this whole issue wasn't controversial enough, you are now going with a brave dare not tread to the issue of vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds. Wow.
So it's really interesting. This is what's happening in the world. And so, you know, not focusing on our little country of South Africa. Let's just look in the bigger picture. The FDA expert committee sat for hours in the past week. Well, they've been looking at this for a long time, but they came to their conclusions in the last week, and their last meeting was an 8-hour meeting, 18 delegates. All experts, so all scientists and experts in their field, and their recommending committee voted 17 experts in favor and one abstention for vaccinating with Pfizer, obviously at a lower dose, for kids between the age of 5 and 11. And they cited facts that, for example, there have been 100 kids in America recently who have died from the Delta variant. They've said that COVID-19 has been the 8th highest cause of death in kids of that age, and that they've seen that statistically that the risks, the gains outweigh the risks of the vaccine. So it's just very interesting that the FDA, which is really a very conservative body, and we often see that things are take a long time to be FDA approved. Their expert committee has already recommended it. We're now waiting to see whether the FDA this week itself puts in a policy for the vaccine to be approved. And the thought is that Israel will follow suit in the next few days, and then it will become part of, you know, the Israel mainstream, practice. So, you know, I just think it's very interesting. I'm getting a lot of questions in my practice as a whole as to, you know, whether we think there's going to be another wave. And it's interesting to see that in countries like the US and Israel, where cases are down at the moment, if you look at the graphs, there's this huge move to keep vaccinating people who are perhaps lower risk individuals, because there's this anticipation of, again, an uptake in cases, and to just try and get a population vaccinated so that COVID becomes less of a threat as a whole.
Do you see that approach taking root in South Africa at all, given what you know about our society?
So, I mean, I'm sure you'd agree with me that we often follow the trends of the world, but we're a few steps behind. You know, if we had looked at this months ago and said, will we vaccinate teenagers, we would have said, well, no, we wouldn't.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing months later, we've got public policy that teenagers can be vaccinated and choose for themselves. We have seen, obviously, that, you know, I'm sure even amongst our listeners, that people are still very wary. But, you know, my prediction is that we'll be, if we talk about this in 6 months' time, we'll be finding that COVID vaccines are as available to children as other vaccines are. And there should really be no reason to think any reason why they shouldn't be. One has to remember that with a novel disease or virus, there obviously won't be any long-term studies. And I mean, at the end of smallpox and at the end of other points in history where vaccines were found, there were no 5-year studies. So, of course, one can always cite the fact that we may find in 5 years' time there's some adverse side effect. But the point is that we certainly know what the side effects are of the disease. And that is why I think these experts vote in that kind of fashion.
Daniel, we're going to leave it there, only because of time constraints. We had intended to talk about zero tolerance. Let's talk about that tomorrow. And as always, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Simon.